My people, welcome back to another episode of the Swerving Podcast. We got a great guest in today. It's been a sit down I've been waiting on for a while. Just one of them hidden gems in the city, just doing her own thing. Got a lot going on, so I got him in the studio. We got Miss Anastasia Staji Harris with us. How you doing?
I'm good.
Glad to have you.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
For sure. So how's your 2024? And tell the people what you do for the people that don't know you.
I call myself a multi-hyphenate now. I think before.
I like that.
Yeah, before like I moved here, I think I was just like really a creative person, but I didn't like take on all these different hats. And I think moving to St. Louis, I was able to like really flex all these different things that are inside of me. So I am like a clinical researcher by day, 9 to 5. I work on doula research and maternal child healthcare.
Okay.
I am an athlete, a community builder. I started to run it back.
Big time.
Yeah. Just a trap club. And then I'm a DJ, which is just a thing that just popped off, literally a hobby that I just wanted to try out. And now I do that a lot. Yeah, a human. I'm just a girl out here.
I feel that.
Yeah, but 2024 was good.
Black girl, black culture.
2024 was good, though. I started running back last year. I turned 30 last year. And, yeah, just really got settled in St. Louis. So I moved back here in 2023. And then, last year was really just settling within, like, the DJ scene, starting the club, and then, yeah, just bought a condo, just really getting settled in the city.
That's what's up. So were you kind of like figuring out before you came here? You think you got it figured out now?
I've never been anything. No. I'm always just like learning, figuring out who I am, what I want to do. I do feel I have more stability now. I am trying to like get more into like routines, and I think once the track season starts, once it warms up, I'll
yeah.
That
winter sap.
Seasonal depression, mm-hmm. but I don't like this whole past like 3 months. I have not done much.
I feel that
because I just
it's easy to get into that.
Yeah, I don't have energy. The sun's not out. It's not warm. So
what's been like anything lit? Start the 2025 off.
Yeah. So running back actually had a collaboration with Athlos, mm-hmm. which is a all women's track meet founded by Alexis Ohanian, which is
I'm familiar.
Yeah, Serena Williams' husband. And so, yeah, they had their first track meet last year, and I reached out to just want to collaborate because it's just, like, so in sync with what we do with Running Back, being a woman-led organization. So we had a collaboration drop at the top of this year, and it was great. It really just, like, showed Running Back to the world and showed, like, St. Louis has a lot of great stuff popping here to, like, support. And pull it on. So that was like the biggest thing for me. It was like a dream come true, just being able to create something like that and do it with them.
No, for sure. We'll get back into that running talk for sure, because you got a lot to talk about. And I just love the drive that, like, when you get back motivated, once you get others motivated, you know.
Yeah.
So I love that about you for sure. But when did your creator journey like ignite to truly like tap in and like, you know, you got something bigger to bring to St. Louis, like within your light?
Yeah, I guess I've always been like a creative person. Like I've always, thought outside the box, wanted to express myself. But I feel like coming to St. Louis was really ignited. One, like seeing my cousin Ricky with Estill Run Crew, seeing him like create something from the ground up, like inspired me to also do that. With
how long has he been doing that?
Estill Run Crew, I want to say, is in their third year.
That's good. Yeah.
Maybe second or third year. They're
around really, COVID times kicking off.
Got you. Maybe even like right after COVID. So that like inspired me. I also my brother's DJ, so in terms of like the music creative vibe, like my brother's DJ, Maximus is one. He used to live here, he lives in Atlanta now, but he DJs a lot, and my little brother DJs in Arizona. And so I was like, let me see what it's giving. Like, I feel like I can do it. I love, like, getting my aux in the car. So,
right.
And I love just, like, facilitating a vibe. Like, that's my biggest thing. I wouldn't say, like, I'm a music connoisseur. Like, I know every album. And I know, like, what year it was made. And I know all the producers. I don't know much. But I know it sounds good. I know it feels good. And I just, like, want to have a good time. So, that started that journey. And I just feel like being in St. Louis, I felt so much support. Like, no matter what I wanted to do. So that's really what just ignited it, being here in this city where people, I feel like compared to like the other major cities I've lived in, like Chicago, for example, people here are just like excited to support and like excited to like be shown something new. I don't want to say that like, because we're like a small city, like we're like a big town.
Right.
So if you bring something to the city, they're like, this is so cool. Like you're really showing people how big the world can be. And they're like down to support it. So, yeah.
It's all about action, you know. I think people love that action, you know, especially like when you just stand on it, it just gets that other person going. Mm-hmm. I feel like St. Louis is a melting pot off that. Like, yeah. I feel like people are getting out of the gatekeeping days and like people are like starting to like win, you know. So
sure.
That's what I try to surround myself by and stuff. Yeah. So I don't get that out of St. Louis. So I think it's coming back, you know, the old days and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all getting there. You were talking about just getting into the DJ set, but I feel like, you know, you're well known and you're in Sippy and all that. How does preparing for a set like come together? Do you have to warm up or, you know, or do you get like set to the crowd? Or are people just gonna like love what you got popping?
Usually people just love what I have to offer. I think I do try to tailor it based on like what type of event. So like I'm kind of getting more into corporate events.
Okay, which, I saw you at Lulu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really into those type of events. Not like I won't do anything else, but those are especially nice to me because they're like low stress. I am I'm very critical of myself, which I'm like working on, and I can like stress myself out like severely before certain like events. I feel like corporate events are nice because one of my friends, DJ PB Jeffy, he posted something once where it was like, what happened to the days when like DJ was like in a booth and you couldn't see them? Like nowadays being a DJ is that like, you have to also be a performer. And sometimes I get performance anxiety. Like, I'm nervous. I'm scared that I'm not gonna do well. And like if I do make a mistake, which it happens all the time.
You want it to be low key.
Yes, and I just feel like I stress myself out so much. So that's why I manage that. I really like doing corporate events, which are low stress. I'm literally tucked in the corner. I'm playing music that I love. And when I'm just having a good time, the music just flows better for everybody. They pay really well. Corporate events, corporations have money.
Yeah.
And so I would like to make money. Like if I'm going to have fun and can make a bag, I'm going to do that.
Makes sense.
And so I, you know, prefer those type of events. But anyway, back to your question. How do I prepare for them? If it's a corporate event, like make sure I have the clean music. That's always going to be the vibe. No matter like where I go, I play like some of my favorite genres, which is like Jersey Club, pop rap. So like I love songs that I can rap the lyrics to. So like Doechii, Nicki Minaj,
right.
Cardi B. Like I love high energy songs for the most part. I'm really not like an R&B girly. Like I really don't listen to slow music for real. Like unless I'm sad and I try not to ever be in that space.
But you can get to it if you need to.
If I need to, exactly.
Right.
Like if somebody like, you know, hires me for an R&B party, I'll just make a crate full of those songs. But like, are my go-to songs R&B or like slow jam?
Mm-hmm.
No, like I'm trying to like turn up anytime I like listen to music. So, just, you know, catering to whoever wants to hire me, whatever the vibe is, but I'm always going to bring music that I want to hear. Like if I'm listening to a set and I would enjoy it as a listener, then I'm doing it wrong. So
what's the dream corporate set you want to be like playing?
Like you mentioned Lululemon.
Yeah.
That was like one of my, on my list, but I really want to with Nike.
I see that.
Yeah. Like I love sports. I love Nike as a corporation. Like, the fits, the clothes, like they're the number one. Like no one's bigger than Nike. So working with them would be my dream. Like not just like in their store. I'm talking about some sort of activation.
I see like
in Dubai or something.
Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. On a boat with Nike.
That'd be lit.
And like a full head to toe like Nike fits. You know, something big. But yeah.
So we're gonna go back to the running now, but because I love like. I just feel like you say you're an athlete and all that, but
yeah.
I just feel like it's hard to let like things go as a kid that, you know, that you love. Cause I feel like it made us who we are today. And
right.
Like, you know, the camaraderie and then the people you surround yourself with and all that.
Yeah.
So kind of how does your young passion for running like brought back, like, you know, what you're doing now today with Running Back?
Yeah, it definitely never left. That's why I started running back. So I started running in like middle school. Mm-hmm. I actually like set the 100 meter record in my middle school. And I feel like it's still there. My little brother, who's like 5 years younger than me, he was like, it's still there. I was like, period. And I wasn't even like wearing spikes. Like, I wasn't even trying for real. So I was really trying. And so like that's where it started. And I ran like in high school, that I would like run semester in college. Only one semester because they had me doing the heptathlon, which is like several different events that I did not sign up for. Like I'm a 200, 400 runner, but they had me doing like javelin, long jump, 800. It's a no for me. So, and it's like also, it's a D1. Like I was at Mizzou and it's a D1 university. And like running at that level is like, that is what you do.
Right.
And I just wanted to do more in college and just like be an athlete. So I quit. But that like desire to like still run and be outside and play was still like in me. And so I did start running long distance. So like, as you know, there's like a lot of like run clubs out here. Like mm-hmm. running is in for sure.
But I feel like there's a lot like within communities, you know, like I feel like you were just kind of like more open arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. But keep going.
Yeah. So I started running like long distance. Like I ran a marathon and when I was in Chicago. I did a triathlon, and so like I did like still athletic running things, but it wasn't the same as like track and field. And so that's why I even have it, which God gave me, shout out God, the name like Run It Back, because I really want to run it back like when we were kids, like run it back to what we did, run in high school, whatever, and bring that same like energy. And so yeah, I think we've like pretty successfully like recreated that type of energy with running back, like our workouts and our track meets. So yeah, never left, and being able to like do it again is just.
You made new friends through it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like I met a lot of different people through running back.
That's what it's about to me. I think that's the biggest part, because like when I came to St. Louis, I didn't know a lot of people, but it took me getting outside and just going to a coffee shop or, you know, going to a library. So I feel like your outlet gives a lot of people that new connection to new relationships.
For sure. Yeah, people here are so friendly. Like I said, I've lived in other cities and even lived, like, in the Midwest, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But Chicago is not St. Louis. Like,
no.
It's not the same. And people here are just so nice. They have that Midwest charm. Like, people, again, if you, like, provide something, people will come. People will be there to love on each other and have a good time. Like we are happy, which is just great. I love being around my people.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So I let all my guests ask me two questions. So you got one for me at the time?
God. Okay, wait, off the top. Was this in my homework? Okay, let's see. One question. Why did you start this podcast? Like what made you want to start doing this, and how do you pick the specific guests that you're picking?
Within this time right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question, actually. So I kind of started the podcast. I started the podcast because I was in college and I was in Minnesota playing college football. So I had some time away too.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just really different because I had new roommates and friends and stuff, but mm-hmm. I just, you know, you still miss home and all that. And all my friends are like, Swerve, but like, what movie should I watch and stuff? So
yeah.
I kind of just started like reviewing movies off my iPhone and just like, hey, people should watch this and that. And it was just kind of like from there, kind of just small things happen. I always loved Joe Rogan and stuff like that. I just love the layout of good conversation. Mm-hmm. And I've always just thought I'd talk too loud and stuff. So I'm like, but I love talking. Yeah. So I went somewhere one day and I just, good morning to this lady. Mm-hmm. And she was like, ooh, I thought I like scared her or something because I was talking too loud. I was like, what? I'm sorry. She's like, nah, baby, you got that voice. She's like, I was like, what voice?
Is she?
No, she was just like, she was older. She was just like, whatever you do, she's like, do that, follow that. I was just like, so that's when like I was kind of like starting that. And that's when I was like, yeah, I think I want to do this.
Yeah.
So I just kind of ran with it since, and it just kind of made sense with all the things I've done with it, the guests I've had on down in my own old hometown, and I've done a lot of football games. I just love football, so it's just like easy to call the game and watching it and stuff. So.
Yeah.
I just love doing that, and I just feel warm around the mic, debriefing, getting to know people and stuff, so that's kind of like, I just love doing that, and it's kind of the passion around it.
Nice.
But my guests, I would say the guests around St. Louis right now, I kind of moved up here, and I knew I couldn't just be like, oh, I got a podcast, you know, so I was like, I just really mapped it out, and I wanted to get off, like, you know, the phone and wanted to bring, like, TV style to it, so I just had to, like, network and see who was doing that and like who could even work the camera and like who wanted to, you know, had the time to sit around and bring the vision to life with me. So it just kind of just people that interest me too. You know, I feel like you have a lot, you have good circles around you and all that people, and it's just about like, but people don't really know who you are and like all that. So it's just like people that trigger me and like intrigue me. Yeah. I want to get to know more about, because like I see my light that you have in you. So it's just about like, that's why I'm getting guests like that and the guests that I have. So
appreciate that.
It's just about like St. Louis, you know, this community, you know, so bringing that to light.
You mentioned your hometown.
Yeah, Farmington.
Did you know I used to live there?
What?
Okay. Isn't that crazy?
For real?
Yeah.
Like St. Francis County?
Well, I don't know what county. Farmington, Missouri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I know. And I wonder, what year did you live there?
Oh, I lived there all my life. So
okay,
yeah.
We were there at the same time then. I went to, I don't even know the name of the, I moved there in middle school. And my brother went to like Farmington High School for a year.
The Knights?
Yeah. Yep. And then we moved after like maybe living there only 2 years. But yes, I lived there. That is crazy. I bet. What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated 2016.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep,
we're,
so
we're older than you.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But but down there, I was like, I got to a point to where, you know how it is down there. And like, I had my friends and stuff. I love it. I love it down there. But I just couldn't, there's only so many interesting people I could talk to down here.
It's and a like, small town, y'all don't know.
Yeah, small. So, and I was like, it was hard. Like, I was hitting people up down here and I was like, oh, my studio's in Farmington. So they're like, So I was like, man, I gotta go to the city.
Yeah.
So I kind of like engaged it. And once I got up here and kind of got like, ignited, I was like, yeah, this can come to life. Mm-hmm. So St. Louis is all about getting uncomfortable to get comfortable too. So I feel like it was easy. It would have been easy been like, oh, I don't want to do the pod no more. But it's just like, you just got to keep going.
For sure.
So I like that question a lot. What's your goals within the city for the year? You got like any events, DJing sets, like big time, like run it back? Got anything big coming on when it gets warmer?
So I have coming up in terms of DJing. I'm doing the home opener for City, SCL City. They're like my favorite folks to DJ for. Love being there. So that's like what I'm really looking
for. I need to get to a soccer game.
Yeah, sure. They have them pretty frequently, especially when it warms up. It might be kind of cold to go now. But we're looking forward to that and then just other sets within the year. And then, running back, we're starting our season the last Wednesday in March, which I want to say is the 28th. But I'm trying to do a kickoff event the 22nd.
Kind of like another track meet you had?
No, it'll be more just like vibe. Just like, you know, DJ, maybe like some activations.
Gotcha.
Get people ready for the season. And then we will have another track meet.
I was going to say, you got to run that back.
Oh, for sure. We'll have those every season. We are hopefully going to do one outside of the state, though. Which may end up being in like Texas or
that'd be cool with like state teams for like
I'm gonna hit up like other run, which I have already like been connected to other run crews in other states, and then I'll just have them pull up to a track meet that we'll host there. So it'd be like a collaborative, you know, thing, because like there aren't really track meets for
adults.
Like exactly, like they have like for kids for sure, and then they have something called Masters, which is for like adults. But it's still pretty, it's very official.
Right.
So I feel like Run It Back is literally for folks that have not maybe ran in years and they're just trying to have a good time. Because, like, that's the core pillar to Run It Back, is like having fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we have, like, DJs, we have vendors. Like, it's a, I want it to, like, a party as well as a track meet. So, bringing that to other cities and other run crews is important to me. So
I love that.
Yeah.
If you had the power or money to like switch anything about St. Louis, what would it be?
If I had the power, like Elon Musk money,
or like just money, just comfortable money, you could put in and be like, I want to see that change within the city.
I mean, like, the wealth gap, I don't know how I'm going to do that other than just, like, giving out stimulus checks to everybody. But, like the Del Mar Divide, like, how I drive down, like, King's Highway all the time, and, like, going from, like, the Forest Park area into, like, the city is just ridiculous. Like, there is one street that completely changes the wealth disparities amongst, like, these communities. And so if I have money, I'll give it to my people. So
I feel that.
So I feel like that's all most folks need, are just like resources to be able to do the things that they want, which again, just I love being here. I feel like there's so many resources for me at my disposal to like make my dreams come true. So give it, I don't know, making it rain on everybody.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So I've been interested in a new bar that the Sippy partnered in. What's it called? How do I pronounce it? Tush.
Oh yeah. Choose.
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 Choose. Yeah. How is that? Can you describe that for people that haven't been? Because I'm very interested in going.
Yeah, I have never DJed there, but it is a nice spot. So, like, they have, so it used to be something else, which is, thank you, Blank Space, which was like a Black-owned space. They since shut down. I wasn't here when it was Blank Space, so I'll preface that. I never, like, experienced Blank Space, but same, like, building. So you walk in, it's very vibey. It's giving, like, grown and sexy. There's this really cute, like, bar. They serve, like, hot dogs randomly. Really nice, like, wine selection. And then you go downstairs, and it's giving, like, underground, basement, like, really nice. It's a really cool disco ball. Really, you know, dark and moody, red, green lights, whatever. And it's nice. So, like, a lot of people pull up to hear not your typical, like, pop, rap, or, you know, even R&B. Like, it's a lot of intersection of different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, drum and bass and... I guess you could say like EDM, house music. Like, they play a lot of different genres there, which I think people really enjoy. People go there to, like, dance. Like, folks be dancing there, which is cool to see. But I think most
that's
people
lost.
Out,
people be on their phone?
Yes. They're on their phone. They're, like, just drinking at the bar. But, like, at Shoots, which, again, I don't know if I'm saying it right. But they dance, which is cute. It's nice to see.
But I feel like that's because you got... some lit DJs around bringing that vibe too.
For sure.
So
the DJs that they have there are incredible.
Yeah, I need to get out there for sure. Yeah. I think Cherokee's coming back.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's lit down there. I stay off of Oregon and all that, so I'm like right there.
Gotcha.
So it's definitely a good area. Mm-hmm. And I always see, I looked it up one day. I'm like, dang, that thing's that close. I was like, it's that close. I was like, I got to get down there.
Yeah, yeah, for
so
sure.
So I'm going to pop down there for sure. Mm-hmm. Being a multifaceted creative, what's your down day look like?
Ooh.
Like around the city, you got any like go-to spots to hit? Like,
we sit around the city, but down day is in my bed on TikTok.
Because I feel like it's easy just to be on go sometimes. You just gotta be like, oh,
yeah,
just kick back.
For sure. You asked like some of my favorite restaurants. I love to eat, so, and I love Asian food, like literally all the Japanese, Korean. So I love going to Sato.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's how you pronounce it. They have like really good sushi.
Have you been to Levels yet?
I have. Nigerians.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I need to go there.
Yeah, they're good. Really flavorful, really good food. I love the space itself. It's, like, mm-hmm. it's decorated nicely. But my favorite spot when it's warm is Forest Park. Like, I just love being in nature, chilling outside, sun on my face.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, it's cold right now. So you can find me a crib.
I feel that. Let's see. And your last question for me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. My question was about Farmington. So what was it like for you transitioning from living in Farmington to living in St. Louis? Because my experience, so I lived also, preface for people, Farmington's primarily
white
town.
Yeah.
Like, small white town. I would be curious to what it's like living there now, given the times that we're in. Because... I was one of 8 black people in the town.
You know, I hosted protests down there, right?
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so, well, they killed, well, RIP Durante, but there was supposed, like, there was a big story down there. A lot of St. Louis people haven't heard about it, but there was this kid, Durante, that he had friends down there that came down to a party or whatever, and he went to the town of Fredericktown, which is a little more south than Farmington, and it's like, you know, just the more south you get, the more it gets.
Yeah.
So, but supposedly this black kid killed himself at a high school party.
So like,
huh?
That did not happen.
But that just like, I don't know, just ignited a fire. So there was a light, and I like there was just you know not there was people not of color protesting in this town, and the the people of the town were just like stepping on these people and just like you know you guys don't know what you're talking about like you know just pretty much like just some racist shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I remember watching it on Facebook and just getting like just not accepting that shit. And I was like, I literally told myself, I said, let's run that back.
Yeah.
I was like, I bet no one ain't doing me like that.
Right.
So I went with like no strap or nothing, just a megaphone, just showing these people how to really protest and just like stand on business. Cause your First Amendment right is what the freedom of speech.
Right.
So I just was like, just telling people to just use that, you know, and they were trying to tell people they got curfew and stuff on protests. I'm like, no, as long as you're not doing nothing like malicious and destroying things, like we live here too. Right. So we have every right to do it. So we started this thing called MOSA, Missouri Social Activism. And I went to every town in Farmington and wow. was like, we were protesting. And like people would know, like I would put flyers up the day before, like, yeah. we're coming, and they were scared. They were oh, they're coming, they're gonna destroy the town. But people didn't know I live there too.
Yeah,
so like,
right.
I'm not on that. And at the end of the day, I live with white people. Like I was going home and having uncomfortable conversations with the people I was living with. Mm-hmm. So it was just crazy dark times.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I moved up here because, you know, the man that's in the chair now, like people just feel power behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, I don't know, it was just a big fight. But now that I feel a lot more love up here, you know, like,
sure.
it's just like when you get around your people too, it's just like, yeah, so.
It's different.
It's that
so
I would
was
say.
Was it resolved? Like what ended up happening? Did they find out what happened?
So it's still like going on. They just actually did a lie detector test on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll send that to you too. But mm-hmm. I mean, as black people, we know black people don't kill themselves. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, they do.
They do, but definitely. It does happen. But not like in the sense like down that, like
yeah.
Durante wasn't going through that. And if you knew Durante, like we just stand on that. So
yeah.
It was just like. It was just a dark time, but it's still going on. I think the guy should be arrested, but I don't know.
Mm.
Like, you just know how stuff goes on. But,
That's
St. Louis. Yeah, small town, and I'm just glad I got out. But
yeah.
I got great friends down there and all that, but it's just, like, something I had to grow out of to
mm-hmm.
really blossom who I am.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was hard for me transitioning. I lived in a lot of small towns predominantly, but I also lived in, like, Marshall, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And
Marshall, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What my daddy was doing. But yeah, like moving to St. Louis was like a transition for me. I was bullied like in middle school when I first got here, and I'm like, like black people supposed to love me. I'm like, you my people. But it was like hard transitioning at first, but then once I kind of settled in, it got better. But
no, for sure. And it's just all about love at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like that's all I was trying to. So the towns that were really bad, I'd come back twice because like people don't want to hear you yelling all the time and stuff too. So it'd be a protest, and like if they were tripping, like, all right, we're gonna come back. And then that's kind of like, I would always ask people, like, my favorite question was like, how many of you have left this area?
Yeah.
And they all were like, no hands.
Probably no. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
I was
scary
just,
to know that like people's bubble is that small. Like it's
so
dangerous.
That's all they know is like they don't know how to get uncomfortable for real to know
right.
other people for like. So it was just a lot of like, I was trying to wake the people up, but you know, people are gonna. It's just for one, it starts at home. And then it starts with you changing if you want it to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
Yeah, that was just the long journey of St. Francis County to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But I love St. Louis. It's all about community.
Yeah,
so it's coming back. And now we got some swerving Q&A. It's based off of kind of the guests that I have on. So I got
okay.
some questions for you specifically
okay,
and a few
cool.
that I'd ask everybody.
Is this like a game?
No, no, no.
Oh,
a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So, but not like there's no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
So. You can only choose four albums for your the four seasons last year of like kind of explain your life and you're kind of a DJ. How would like each, what would you pick for the four seasons?
Okay. And four albums represent each
yeah.
season. Okay. Okay. So we got winter.
We can start there.
Or start in spring.
So you start where you want to start. Kind of journey how your year went.
January was great. My birthday's in January, so I had a good time. Okay, I'm new to the albums. Ciao. Okay, let me get a second.
Or you could, if it sums it down, a favorite song, kind of for the seasons.
Ooh, okay. So I will do for winter, January, February, I will do Freakum Dress by Beyonce.
Okay.
We're doing songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your songs.
Okay. Freakum Dress by Beyonce. Like I said, it was my birthday and I was in New York. I literally had the best birthday ever. I was like in the club. It was freezing. Which Aquarius season always cold. But I had this cute dress on. This like red dress. Like Naira. Like New Era with like Justin. They took my pictures and like dropped them. And it was just like, I just feel good, and there's like this centered around this like red dress. So I'll do Freakum Dress by Beyonce for winter. Spring, I will do. Let me see how I felt in the spring.
Because I feel like music shapes life. I feel like music is very important. Like,
for sure.
That's why I feel like people love the Biscuit Joint, because we play like what we like. Like the food's for them, but the music's for us.
Yeah, so. I will say spring will be Silver Tooth by, what's that man's name? A$AP Ferg.
Oh, okay.
That was like the song of Running Back season. Because he said running back in the song. And he's like high energy. Mm-hmm. And that's just like when we started Running Back, like in the fall, in the spring. So that'll be that.
Like that pick.
Yeah. And then we got Summer.
It was a good summer. I had a good summer last year.
Yeah. It was cool. I feel like I didn't travel very much, which I feel like my year is always like centered around traveling and leaving. Like I just like getting up out. No matter where I am, I just like to travel.
So right.
I didn't travel at all, so I need to do that more this year. Anyway, what summer energy do I want? TGIF by GloRilla.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were saying that. Hey.
It's yes. I still play that song every day. And that was the energy for the summer. Just like high energy, having a great time, turning up. So, summer. And then fall, I'll say something more chill. This isn't really a fall song, but I just like the song Sticky by Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, I love that song. It's a good pick.
I guess it's like overplayed, because like TikTok makes songs overplayed very easily. Like if a song's like going viral, it's just like it's repetitive, but it doesn't diminish like the quality of the song. It's just fire. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. So, that is a good song.
For
just reminds me of a college halftime.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there anything you would change about the social media world? What would it be? I hate social media.
Oh God,
so,
I know.
I feel like it's hard to like. I feel like people, because like I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of creatives out there, but they don't really get the light that they deserve until like when you meet people, you're like, all right, yeah. So I feel like it takes that some time. So what would you change?
I kind of already did this, where like, you can remove likes, but I wish social media was geared towards more like communicating. So like I love getting comments on posts, more mm-hmm. than, like a like on a post. Like, I like engaging with people. Mm-hmm. I feel like that creates a more social environment.
Facts.
So excuse me. removing likes and just like creating a platform where people can talk more would be ideal. Because again, it takes off the pressure from like thinking whatever you post, it isn't doing well or performing well because nobody's like liking it.
Well, I agree with that too, because I feel like everyone has had to turn over to really putting into social media. Mm-hmm. So I just wish we all got the same output, because some people are popping and some people deserve the light but don't get it. So it's just like, what can we do?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like algorithm.
Algorithm is a real thing. You got to be on time. You got to be on time. Yeah. And who would you like to see on the Swerving Podcast? Mm. Be one person, be two.
Well, you mentioned Nayara would be great.
Yeah.
She has a studio. She's doing her DJing thing. She's again like another multi creative person. So she would be great. And then who else? Who else do I think is interesting? I really think what C does in the city is dope.
C Note. Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. She also, like, similar to me, like, didn't live here for some time, but then recently came back. So, like, just, like, learning more about her journey back to the city and how she feels about it now. Because she would probably agree with me that it's, like, there's a lot that has changed over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And, like, because it has changed, that's why I'm, like, probably staying. Yeah, because if it was, I don't know. I'm from here since middle school.
It's active right now.
It is. It's nice to like be a part of it. So she'd be a good.
And one more, because I forgot this, but it wasn't a part of the script. Yeah. If you're like, you're not DJing, but you want to go to a set, two DJs in St. Louis, you're like, all right, I'm pulling up.
Nice question. One would be Umami.
Okay.
He is on a level that I feel like is above us. Like he is just like up here. Like the music that he plays, the crowd that he brings in, like he is just elevated. All of his like sets, the energy that he provides, like, And he doesn't play like your typical, again, like, I don't know, club music. Like, he's playing like, you know, types of EDM. But all his music is just like, I've never heard this before. What is this? You said, damn it. You're not finding it. He makes his own songs. Like, he has Materia with like Eric Dante and a bunch of other folks. And I just think he's so cool. And he's just a really nice person. That's someone else you get on the podcast.
He sounds
so
fun.
Sweet. Oh my gosh. So yeah, Umami is one. And then another one would be, so many. Other than Nayera, because like I am her number.
Right. Yeah.
And
you guys pull up together a lot. Yeah. And they will be at Beats and Biscuits at the end of March for Ladies Month, so pull up.
It's hard.
There's a lot of DJs out there. There is. I'm sitting here thinking about it. It's like, there's a lot.
I know. Like, literally.
But yeah, that's why, like, I think Beats and Biscuits is cool, too, because we want to see all them people. So
yeah, exactly.
That's why, like, I'm glad you guys are pulling up and stuff.
Yeah.
And Umami, now I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah. Get at them.
You don't got it?
No, because I don't want to. I can't.
I feel that. Yeah. That's a tough question.
It is.
Well, thanks for pulling up. Yeah. Tap into Running Back. Anastasia's got a lot going on. Catch her at DJ Steps with Nayera. And yeah, just stay tapped in. Hidden gym in the city for sure. So she's going to be lit this summer. And you got a lot going on. I'm for sure I'll have you back on too. So talk some, like, I want to do like a couple episodes. I'm sure bring you guys in and like do something fun. So glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is the Swervin' Podcast. And we're out.